So, Star, what do you think of Hawaii?
This place is magnificent. Maybe spots are a bit over-commercialized, but still.
Well, yeah, they do have a lot of tourists.
How is it you know so much about Hawaii? I mean, you've shown me places that only someone very familiar with it would know. Did you grow up here?
Oh, good heavens, no. I have to come here every year at the start of the season for their presentations of the latest equipment, refits, things like that. I was born and grew up in the same place you did, Star.
Oh, well, I was just trying to figure out why I never really knew you in high school. I surely would have run into one of your brothers or sisters.
No, you wouldn't. I was an only child, no siblings.
Oh, well, that explains that then. Do your parents still live around?
Star, my parents died shortly after I was married.
What? Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. My father died of lung cancer. That's part of why, I guess, I was in such a rush to get married, to make sure he was there for it. My mother just, well, lost the will to live after he died.
That's horrible.
It happens, Star. You know that. But what about your parents?
My father's been gone about as long. Auto accident. My mother's still alive, though, but with no siblings and no parents, that makes you...
Alone, yes. I've lost track of any other relatives. What about your relatives?
Well, I live with my sister and her son, Dipper.
You're related to Dipper? That is so neat. What's he like?
Oh, Sarah, he's the light of my life. He's clever, energetic, and so...
Cute.
Yes, but don't tell him that. He gets very upset.
Oh, he's at that age, huh?
Yes, in a hurry to grow up, but still parts of him wants to remain a child.
I'm dying to meet him. Are his parents there, too?
His mother is. His father, Dan, is on active duty in the Air Force stationed overseas. Part of why I'm there, to be a father figure for Dipper.
Oh, no wonder. This is so good of you, Star.
So where do you live?
Actually, Star, I don't really have a home. With my work, I travel a lot. It's actually cheaper for me to just stay in a hotel room when I'm in town, rather than to rent an apartment I'm away from for months at a time.
Seriously? But... why do you even bother to stay there if you don't have any family?
Because I grew up there. Yeah, most of my friends have moved away, but it's still the only connection to anything I have. I don't think I could survive without some place to call home.
Well, sure, but a hotel room? Home?
It's all I've got. Unless...
You're reading my mind again, Sarah.
Your mind is very easy to read, Star. Would your sister mind if I moved in with you?
I'll call and ask, but I don't see a problem. Birch is already there.
You mean all the Beach Bears live in a single house? That must be exciting.
Well, it is now. Birch has been preoccupied lately with a contest he's entered us in. I worry about him lately.
I won't be disrupting anything, will I?
Oh, Sarah, if anything, you'll bring sanity. My sister worries about Dan all the time. You could probably help her simply by being there.
Well, I still have my job, but of course. While I'm there, I'd love to have someone to talk to. Besides you, of course.
Of course. So, I guess it's the right time for me to give you this, then.
Oh, Star! It's beautiful!
No, it's just a ring. The person wearing it is the beautiful one. Will you be my wife, Sarah?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, or I'll never give. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. Give my heart, it will be completely, for I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way.